This is WA. Is anybody on? Sir, I think you're trying to come back to me. Got so scratched. Audio isn't very readable. Try it again. Okay, well, W8RM is going to go back to have a good morning.
8RD mobile monitoring.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, also monitoring.
Charlie 8 Delta Golf, K8RRD. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, I hear you a lot in the mornings. Very early, sometimes. My name is Jim, Juliet Indian Mike, over in Leland County.
Yes, Jim, it's Greg. I travel to Spokane every morning for school. It's Greg. George Romeo Echo George.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, well, you know, it's, I'm not too sure what's going to happen after the time change, but it's still dark at 6 o'clock this morning, which is different than the middle of the summertime.
Roger that. It's still very, excuse me, dark on the sunrise side at 6 o'clock in the morning as well.
Well, I just wanted to jump in there and say good morning to you, and, you know, people are always listening. I don't have the microphone, but I've usually got the radio on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's, every so often I'll get a morning commute that doesn't have any four-wheel traffic or four-legged traffic, although I just saw a possum alongside the road that was debating on whether or not it wanted to stop.
Well, all I can say is I'm glad you're not having any encounters with those four-legged creatures, because that can become a kind of expensive.
Yeah, it was January of last year that I got a four-legged creature with 6 points on both sides of its head that decided to say hello to my to the front driver's side portion of my truck last year. And fortunately, I just clipped its tail end, but the southbound vehicle decided it had had enough of that vehicle that turned it out in the road and decided to hit it full on.
Yeah, my scariest encounter was I slowed down because a couple of them crossed in front of me. I was almost in a crawl, and all of a sudden a hoof came through the driver's side window. That was scary.
Who needs a double shot of espresso when that will wake you up just as effectively. A little bit more costly, but a little bit more effectively.
All right, sir. Well, speaking of espresso, maybe I'll try that for my morning cup of joe here. I'm going down. I'm no longer making a pot load every morning. I'm making them by the cup. So I'm doing it one cup at a time rather than a pot load. So I'm going to sign with you, Greg. This is Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, putting the radio, put the microphone down and going over to the kitchen.
Do that, ACHDG, K8RRD, 73, and we'll be monitoring.
Good morning, Dylan, 8UH Mobile.
Good morning, Drake. How are you today?
I'm just glad it's Friday.
I hear you with that. Are you going to be at the ship tomorrow?
Negative. I will not be there tomorrow. I've already driven down to GR once this week. And I need a day off, and then Sunday we're going to Crossroad to fix a bunch of stuff, so I gotta pick and choose.
Nope, I completely understand that. I'm still debating at this point. The broker wants to go down to Petoskey, so I think about just having her drop me off and hanging out with you guys and doing stuff like that, but I'm on call, so I got to bring all my stuff with me. Fuck, the on-calls have been better lately, but I still got to drag along my laptop and stuff, just in case.
Yeah, I usually don't travel that far if I'm on call. I think my limit's an hour. And usually I'll bring most of my tools with me, depending on the call. Like, if I'm in my personal car, I'll fit everything, whatever I can in my trunk. And if I need to run it in my personal vehicle, I can, but... anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, luckily, on-call support for me is remote. So I can do it anywhere I have an internet connection. But it just depends on the issue that happens. But I'm on call for the company I work for, and we've got locations, you know, we're for hospitals across the entire U.S. So I could, mainly Iowa, Nebraska, but, you know, there are a few down in, like, I think it's South Carolina, North Carolina, something like that. I forget where it's at exactly, but I can't really just drive to those if they have an issue. But it's all remote, so it's not too bad for me.
Oh, I would love that. That would actually be a lot better. That would be an on-call shift that I wouldn't hate doing sometimes. Because for me, it depends on, you know, what it is. And depends on how far away it is. Because if it's super far away, then it kind of sucks. But if it's about an hour, that's not a big deal. It doesn't take up the whole day. Or if it's at nighttime, it doesn't keep you up the whole night, and then you gotta, yeah.
I definitely understand that. So, things will be changing, though, because the company I work for, his contract ends with the hospital at the end of the year, and I'll be working for another company that's supporting the hospital. I'm still staying on the same hospital, just whose side of the paychecks will be different. My on-call is going to change, but it'll only be for this hospital. And I'll be on call once every 5 weeks versus once every, I think it's 12 weeks. So I'll have it more often, but it shouldn't be as bad as just for the hospital that I work at every day.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, our on-call shift is every 3 weeks right now. Which I'm used to at this point, so it doesn't really bother me. And usually, we don't have any super big systems that we maintain anymore, other than where we, you know, deal with MPSVS under Motorola contract, but that's really about it. We don't have any major simulcast systems that we maintain anymore, and usually those would generate service calls weekly. Well, those would, if they're made with old equipment and the customer doesn't want to upgrade it. That we don't see much anymore, except for, you know, random, you know, dispatch center stuff happens, something goes down, and then oftentimes it's outside of our control.
Yeah, that's, you know, it is what it is. Get used to it, as you said, you know. I've gotten used to being on call over the years. Here is where I'm at, not so bad because it's so infrequent. But at the same point, sorry about that. That's awesome. It's not so bad because it's so infrequent, but also on top of that, it is so infrequent. And me, if I get called for a client that I haven't had an on-call ticket for in over a year or more, I don't know what's going on with them. I gotta look at our documentation and figure some stuff out because I don't work with them on the regular. I'm assigned to, you know, one site for most of my work, except for when I'm on call. So that, you know, it creates other challenges, but, you know, it makes tickets take longer when you're doing them on call. But luckily with the way that they change stuff up, we have a level one support on call Antoine answers the phone 24/7. They're able to weed out the simple like password changes and stuff like that. So when we get a call, usually it's a pretty big issue that they're having. They need a level 2 to hop in and take care of it.
That's cool that you guys do the hierarchy thing. For us, you call our number after hours. It's just like, would you like to leave a message or go straight to the on-call text phone? And that's how that works. Because, we don't really have enough employees for the, level 1, level 2. It's just, you get to speak to the on-call tech for this area. Here you go.
Yeah, it can be nice, but at the same point, some of the stuff is escalated up. I think last time I was on call, I had an issue with a computer that got escalated up, and it was just for the client here, Mackinac, straight. But, the person said, well, they're having issues getting in, like, this stuff's not working, you try to help them, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but, do they try to use the other computer? Because you're sitting at a nurse's station with 6 computers, and there's only 4 staff on the weekend. Can they use one of the other computers? It's like, well, we didn't ask them that. It's like, cool, I'll call and come just use the other computer. We'll follow up on Monday.
We love those simple, easy solutions.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you guys would be like, if someone was using a portable or something, and it's not working, right, like, grab the other one, the spare or whatever you guys have sitting in your cache, use that for a couple days until we can get out there and service it,
Yep. Usually that's usually what our customers do. When it comes to 911 centers, depending on the location or the county, some of them only have 2 positions, which they always have staffed, or they've got 2 positions and only 1 is staffed, depending on the size of the county. There's some that usually only have 3, but they've got 5 positions. But they expanded because they're actually going to be taking another county. You can sort of make do with, depending on the county, you can sort of make do with only having, having 1 less consult position, unless you're CCE, but we don't do CCE. Because apparently they do things weird up there. Down here in Grand Traverse, they've got so many positions down here. It's not that they have them delegated to, fire EMS or law. It's just because of the call volume. It's just, whatever call you answer is what you're doing. So it's either an EMS or fire or law. It easily becomes chaos down here. Nothing like other parts of this country, but it's chaos for Northern Michigan. How about that?
Oh yeah, I believe it. Grand Traverse is a pretty good sized county. So, do they take some of the outlying counties as well, or do they just take care of Grand Traverse?
Grand Traverse just deals with Grand Traverse. It can't really fit anything else. I believe Grand Traverse is CCE's backup and vice versa. Grand Traverse can't handle any other counties because their console is full. Leelanau does their own stuff. Benzie does their own. Wexford, Kalkaska, and Antrim, they all do their own.
That's good. At least they have a fallback. I know we have a fallback here. I think it goes to Marquette. Because ours does a 3 counties in our area. I don't remember. They might even do 4. They either do Mackinac and Chippewa. I don't remember if they do Luce and Elser. They might do 1, but I don't think they do both of those extra ones.
So if Chippewa Central Dispatch goes down, everything defaults to Negaunee? Okay. That actually makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of counties up in northwestern UP that they just have Negaunee. District 8 MSP, they just have them do all their dispatching. I believe Ontonagon's one of them. Houghton County's another one of them, I believe. I don't know if they have their own dispatch center.
Yeah, I mean, that I believe is, you know, we don't have a whole lot of city police up here. It's mainly sheriffs and state troopers. And even still, you know, with just sheriffs and state troopers, there's not as many as we have downstate.
That's for sure. All right, Dylan, I just pulled in the shop. I'm going to let you go. 7-3. NADMH mobile.
7-3, Drake. NADMH, KEAUFF, clear of a pondering.
YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
KEAFW, listening.
Good morning, YSS, also in the mobile. Maybe you're not mobile.
YSS, KEAFW, nope, not mobile. So, standing in the kitchen. So looking, staring at the dishwasher. So, and you, yeah, you're a little scratchy there, but we can get you. So, he must be off to work.
I'm a high salesman, dump flyer, and off today to work. So, I'm only part-time now, but today I had to work today.
You're starting to lose the repeater that you're on, so. But anywho, enjoy your ride there, and if you can maybe find a different repeater, we'll continue on. And 8YSS, KE8FJW.
I'll be
changing
this repeater in a few minutes, and I don't think there's a link system here for a wave, so. Okay, enjoy the beautiful weather. It looks like it's good here. I'm just a great up in some degrees, as I recall.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we're way up here in the soup. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be another beautiful day. I think we're going to have a beautiful fall, autumn, so. And, we're definitely going to enjoy it before all the white stuff comes. So we're going to soak up the much sunshine weekend. Hey, you. Yeah. We'll catch you later, and maybe on your return trip home, maybe we'll get you. So, 7-3 for now. And 8YSS, KE8FJW.
7-3, take care. Have a good one. And 8YSS, mobile. Alpha Lima Hotel, Berkeley, Michigan, 12 miles northwest of Detroit.
GFL or something?
Okay.
said all terrain. So, okay. Anyways, yeah, you're really hard to copy there. Yeah. I mean, they're definitely not making the repeater into Mac City, I believe. That's the one? Yeah, Mac City, yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, thanks for coming back to my call. Get any of that, so, but you're there. But anywho, yeah, if you want to try a different repeater in the area, you could always try the 7-4 Sheboygan repeater, or, yeah, I'm not sure what your location is, so. But anyways, yeah, maybe try a different repeater. So, anyways, I'll be monitoring KG8FQW. This is KE8FKW monitoring. KE8FKW monitoring. Portable. To St. Marie. KE8FJW monitoring portable, Sioux City, Green, Michigan.
KE9FJP.
Good afternoon.
KE9FJP monitoring.
Oh, maybe we doubled, okay. Good afternoon, last station. I missed your call sign, but yeah. It's Sioux, KE8FJW.
KE8FJW, this is Kilo Charlie 9, Sierra Juliet Papa. I am just north of Grayling. I can't believe I'm hitting the repeater from here.
Oh, well, yeah, very good. Yeah. I don't have my phone on to see what repeater you're going into, but yeah. You're just a little crackly, but fully you're readable.
You want the most. At least 50 miles in
the... Ah, okay. Well, there you go. So...
I'm too far away to have a conversation in about 15 minutes, so... Yeah, it's
Copy that. KD9FJD, KE8FJW.
Kilo Charlie 9, Sierra Juliet Papa, clear.
Why am I hearing MDC tones? The 9 station must be a little bit of enhancement this morning. I mean, you're into the 674, I assume, and it's got pretty good coverage, although it's been acting a little squirrely lately. But south of Gaylord is pretty normal, but... another 30 miles to Grayling, that's pretty unusual. Good morning, Whiskey 8, Romeo Papa Mike, and I'm also in the 7-4. You might have lost some elevation, so I don't know if you're trying to return or not, but you're not there. You'll be back, though, a few more miles north. 73WHRPM.
KC9, SJT monitoring. KC9, SJT monitoring.
K8DYS for a short here. I'm going to be moving here in a minute. Gaylord Mobile.
KC9, SJT, Kilo Charlie 9, Sierra Juliet Papa, in Gaylord Mobile North, headed north to Indian River.
be on the Indian River, yeah. We're going to be heading up that way. We're going to be going to Mackinac City here in a minute. Going to be moving here. Must have put in a different radio in here. I guess I don't have any of these programmed in, so I'm programming in the area where we're going in here right now as we speak. So, guys, say if I'm going to be bumping in Mackinac City here in a second to the radio.
Copy that. 73 is my friend. This is Scott here. Again, I'll be monitoring headed north from Gaylord to Indian River. 73.
73, Scott. You got Ryan. K8DYS clear.
Mobile. KC9, that's JP Mobile.
From the repeater. I don't think the icebreaker's on right now.
Oh, really? It sounded pretty good, though. I don't know how far away from the repeater you are, but you're definitely making a good bend.
We're quite a way. Maybe 30 miles. I don't know. We're across the water, though. Looking at a quarry here. Looks like a limestone. Standing on a cliff looking at the water here. So hopefully we're making it in good. You should send a video to old Bobby Boy. And I can take a picture of where I'm at. I can send him one on my end. This is pretty sweet.
All right, yeah, I can do that. We're quite a ways.
I mean, you're breaking up a bit. I don't know where you're at, but it's pretty rough and tough.
We're over by the, I believe it's the Traverse, the 5270.
Yeah, there's some garbly goat going on. It sounds like, I don't know. It might be because you're far away. I don't know, but... Yeah, once you start moving and getting up in elevation, it'll come in better. You're clear. You're legible for the majority of it. So we're just going to hike a few miles down this trail, I guess. So it's pretty sweet out here. I've never been here, so it's cool. Should be a straight shot to the retweeter over there to the CCE. So if it's coming, it must be doing pretty good.
K8WAX, break.
Go ahead there, Taylor. K8BYS, welcome.
Hey, I just had a quick question. Are you up north? Are you using All-Star or are you using Repeater up there?
I'm on the Sheboygan Repeater, the W8CCE, I believe it is. And I'm currently up by Cedarville. I'm just east of it a couple miles. And I'm on a handheld out here with the trail. Gonna go see what we can see. I forget, what's the name of this trail? Narnia, I guess. What does it say? Bush Bay Trail. I think it's on the map or whatever, but it's just a little footpath. K8UIF, portable.
Oh, we're making it in there good. Alrighty, I got the wife in the truck with me and we're talking, so I heard you out there wanting to say hey. I'm curious what mode you're using, so. I heard you out there too, Kyle. And we'll catch you guys up there a little bit later. If not, you boys have a good weekend. K8BYS, K8BRX. This is K8WAS.
bus.
Yeah, that would be cool. Now, what are you going? Heck yeah. coming back up the hill now. You're a little scratchy in there.
Yeah, I just, yeah, I'm in the woods now. I'm sure. I'm just running the rubber dock. I have the 20 down here. But we'll go for the one. Okay. Boy, what a nice day. 70, I think it's like 70. And it was like 64 and St. Ignace. It's beautiful up here.
Oh, wow, heck yeah. Yeah, I imagine. I figured it would have been nice and cool up there by the water. A whole bunch of people are having garage sales. I just seen another one. I don't think I'll stop there, though. The last four I've been to kind of let me down. I don't. My hopes are low.
We're looking at an old camper shack. There's a bunch of cool stuff over here.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, sounds like a fun time. I'm still on the fence, so I wanna come up there tomorrow.
Alcohol?
I did. And I made sure everything was nice and clean, and the alcohol had evaporated off the plate, but I don't know. I mean, that is kind of a lot of weight sitting out there. I don't know. There's some leverage out for sure.
Oh, yeah. We made it back to the water. We should be full quiet now. We're standing still. We're looking at the front of the John Block? Joseph Block is in the quarry over here. Backed in. I don't think we're going to get the front view of it, but we might if we get out there a little bit further. It is just beautiful out here. Wow. Yeah, it is a lot of leverage. Mine's probably going to end up doing the same thing. I don't know. That heat really takes a toll. Alright, we're back into the woods. We're going to be moving here.
Oh, that's cool. We'll have to get some pictures and post them in front of us. That'd be cool to see. That'd be cool to see the next day.
Mobile.
Does this work?
working.
Oh, good. I was about to reboot this. I replied to you twice, and you didn't hear me the first couple times.
So you didn't have to reboot it. It took off.
That's correct. Yeah. Thankfully. I mean, I don't mind rebooting it, but yeah, it's fine. I just disconnected from your hub and connected up to here, and I was out in the garage, and then when I came in, I just turned this radio on a little bit ago, and yeah, it seems to be working.
That's groovy, baby. Groovy, baby. Oh, we got a one-lane road. One-lane road. Looks like we'll be here in a minute. Alright. Yeah. Maybe it's mine that needs to be rebooted. Must be having an issue. Because it didn't show you were here. And so yeah, I don't know. I'm not for sure. Oh, we got the go out here. We are in Cedarville. We just got back to the vehicle. That was a beautiful walk, by the way. Kendra took lots of pictures, so it was fun and exciting. Nice and cool back in the cedar swamp, so, yeah, that was beautiful.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, glad it was a nice walk there. And hopefully the one-lane road isn't for too long. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on my Superman. It was showing, it said connection established, but it was all highlighted red for when I was connected to your node.
Yeah, if it's red, that means something happened. So I don't know if that means my end or your end. I don't know. But usually a reboot seems to help. Maybe in the future we'll do the ASL3, but I don't know. Hamvoid seems to be working pretty good. So whatever they, I don't know what they're on. I guess I'd have to ask Drake or somebody, Adam, what they run on these. But yeah, you're sounding clear as a bell now. I haven't heard from Bob. I left my phone in the car. I usually don't mess with it. He'd really like this, so he'd be pretty amazed. He'd probably get lost for the first year on how to do it, but like connect and whatnot. But I told him to start learning the system, learning where everything is. You know, I'm sure after a month or two he'll be. He might know.
Yeah, I'm not all sure. Hopefully he'll get the hang of things. I don't know. It sounds like he mainly just wants to listen. I mean, yeah, I don't know how that would be, having his station there in his living room. I mean, with having his other people there in the house. I don't know. I think he should have set it up downstairs right by that window there. Then he'd be able to look right at his tower base all the time. K8BRX.
Yeah, he said he doesn't care. He said he doesn't care, so that's where he wants it. And everybody else can deal with it. That's what he told me.
Oh, well, heck yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel it'd be better to have it down there anyways. Nice and decent temperature all year round down there.
I know exactly what you mean. I don't have that luxury. So, you know where I'd be. When I was a kid, we were in my grandma's basement all summer long. That's where we went. It was just beautiful down there. Even when she had AC, it was still way colder down there. Her basement was really deep. His basement isn't as deep. The ceiling is, I think it was only like 7 feet. It wasn't very, you probably would have whacked your head on it. So my grandma's basement was like 9 feet deep. couldn't even touch the, you couldn't reach up and touch the floor joist. It was weird, but anyway. Yeah, it's pretty weird being out here over this way. It's a beautiful country, and so if you ever want to go somewhere, this is a good spot to go. There was hardly anybody out there. We only saw a couple people. But, yeah, we're just heading back. We're going to get some food and stuff and relax, kick back and crack a cold one. What do you got going for tonight? You going down to the tavern? K-8-U-I-S Mobile.
Oh, very nice. So you guys figure out where you're going to eat yet? And, I'm not sure. I might clean up my radio desk some more. I don't change some stuff around. Maybe make it look tidy or decent or something. And then not sure. We're having breakfast pizza for dinner tonight. My buddy Sam, so they might have a bonfire at his house later once it cools down, maybe. So, might head over there. Not too exactly sure yet, though. Definitely want to clean the desk up some. K8BRX.
Well, we'll shout out after a wee bit. When we get back, we'll get on here. I think we're just going to grab a pizza, but I'm not for certain yet. We'll have to see what the scoop is. But that's what we'll do. Something easy, quick.
More stable.
Oh, wow, look at this guy. Ford Lightning really wanted to do assert his dominance by pulling out in front of me and flooring it. That was smart. Anyway. It's more stable. It supports a newer audio codec that's got better audio quality. It's got double the sample rate. It's got a couple other little features in there that I completely forgot about. But yeah, that and yeah, it's mainly just the audio codec that I'm most interested in.
I'm at destination. Drake, are you coming up tomorrow for the meeting?
Negative. I gotta have a day off tomorrow, and then I'm coming up Sunday, so we're gonna fix the 19 and other stuff over there in Crossroad.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I just thought I'd check. You have a great evening and a great day off in ADWM.
That'll be it. And I'm also pulling into my house here, so I'm going to sign off here. We'll see 7-3 running. Have a good one. And enjoy your time up north in ATMH Mobile.
All right, guys. Yeah, thanks for coming back. I had a cop whip around on us there, so... He didn't want to take the bait though, so we're not feeding him today. But anyway, yeah, I'll have to read about that, the audio and stuff. I'll probably end up upgrading. We got a couple just simple like those, but I'd like to get something repeater set up in Claire there or somewhere around there. But all right, be safe, and everybody out there will be standing by. K8DYS.
KBRX, KBYS, you copy?
Yeah, we're here. I was just going to grab another slice of pizza quick, and we'll be back. K8BRX.
Alrighty, for some reason I wasn't able to open the repeater. All of a sudden I got it.
KBYS, KBYS, KBRX.
Oh, yeah. What kind of pizza do you have?
We had breakfast pizza. It's pretty good. Get it from Walmart in like their deli area. And then you just throw it in the oven. Yummy stuff. Did you guys get pizza too?
No, just sat down. Having a crazy cold.
Oh, heck yeah. Your audio is a little low. It sounds like you got a towel or something over the mic.
Probably because you're used to me yelling. I'm talking quiet. Is it coming in clear?
Yeah, it could be. That's probably it. Yeah, it's pretty nice out. It's calm and the birds are chirping. Sun's still up. I'd imagine once it starts going down, it'll cool right off. It's still pretty warm here.
I was a little bit concerned when I pulled up here because I couldn't access the computer here. All of a sudden out of nowhere, it's just sitting there around. So I don't know how to deal with it. But maybe it's something coming in clear now.
Don't know. Not sure why. You were kind of coming in all right before, but that one was right in there with the hiss. I could barely hear you.
I'll have to upgrade those. Drake said there's quite a big difference in the software, so something to look forward to, I guess, upgrading. Hopefully I'm coming in better. I just stepped out into the open here.
Oh, yeah, you started to clear up there. Excuse me. I was just looking at the Google Maps here. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes up there to San Ignace. I could do that. I'm undetermined right now if I want to go up there or not. It'd be fun. It'd be cool.
Yeah, the military's over here doing something. I don't know. We got a big tanker. They got big stuff going on. The Army Corps of Engineers or something. I don't know. They got big trucks over here, flatbeds, and they're hauling tanks all. Oh, here comes another semi, Bobtail. See if you can hear him. He's flooring it. Sounds like it's got a Cummins in it. It's a smaller one. Yeah, I'm sure there's a spot you can get. There's lots of modals around here. This one's full up. Northern, it looks like Northern got all of them. I don't know. I guess there's only like two rooms that aren't Northern that are booked up. But yeah, it's a fun time. We're just going to be having some barley pop and walking around and chatting. That's about it. But it's nice and cool and yeah. It'll be fun.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, maybe that's the National Guard or something. Maybe they're doing training there once a month, daily. I know Cody, my coworker, he had the day off. And he's in the National Guard, so I'm assuming it's their, I don't know, what is it, 1 weekend a month they do? But, yeah, I was looking here. They have a whole bunch of hotels up there. K8BRX.
There's a Fast Western right next door here. Yeah, I guess if you were thinking about getting one to start closest to the wayside, there's some down towards St. Ignace, and then there's some down. I don't know if there'll be any openings, but you could try. Am I coming in at all over here? I don't. The receiver must be pretty weak on there now or something. Last year it was coming in great over here.
I wonder if this is enhancement or a one-sided conversation or what. W8RPM.
Up there. They're rather expensive, though.
Come on back. There's another station there. Go ahead. K8DYF. Am I making it in there, Kyle?
Yeah, you're making it in. Some hits, but you're readable. K8BRX.
Well, I could jump on the mobile, but I'm just on the HT here, standing here. I don't know. I guess the receiver lost a little bit of receive there from last year. But anyway, there was another station there. I don't know.
what he was. He said there was a one-sided conversation, I believe. I don't. Maybe you can't hear me. But anyway, I'm gonna be on the side, standing by here, and I'll have it. I don't know. I hear the repeater full quiet though, wherever I'm at. So KEDYS standing by.
Alrighty, sounds good. Yeah, you're sounding. I can read you. There's just some hissing there is all. No need to go get on the mobile. But yeah, we'll just be here hanging out. KEDYS.
KEDYS, are you all right out there? It sounds like you're having trouble.
Work truck and into my nice car,
it's tearing up my feed, so I figured I might want to save some of that. Go ahead. I'll be standing by. You guys can have fun and chat. I'm gonna be busy here. I want to get these done as quick as possible. So I didn't catch your name though. Come back with your name and call sign. I'm gonna be up here for a couple days. I'm at the truck show right now. KDUS, I'll be standing by.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I might have to venture up there Sunday, maybe. Yeah, well, you got about an hour of daylight left, and yeah, I can relate to that. I drive a pickup, and when I first got it almost new. It's an 18. It had, I think, 10 or 11,000 miles on it when I got it. And I had the same thought, you know, and everything that I looked at, the custom fit stuff, you know, they all had disclaimers on them because there's airbags all over, and the seat covers are not recommended because they diminish the functionality of the airbags. I'm like, So I've actually just got a couple of, like, oversized beach towels that I just tuck underneath the headrest and use those. Plus, they're super easy to yank out and throw them in a washer, and, you know, I have two big dogs. Anyway, my name is Ron. My call is Whiskey 8 Romeo Papa Mike, and thank you for reminding me about the truck show. I really do want to get up there maybe Sunday. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on. I saw the schedules when I was up there last week for the tractor crossing. Kyle got...
I'll actually be heading up to the truck show tomorrow. See you around. Say hi. His wife will be there too. But it should be a fun time. I haven't been up to the truck show in a long, long time. That's a good idea on the beach towels. Yeah, I forgot about them.
Thank you.
is doing very well, because you are about even with the noise, and it's held the squelch open. And I was able to get enough of the audio here into the Lake Leelanau, either machine or receiver, not sure which. But over there by my buddy Chief Dan Beeson's stomping grounds, I keep bugging him to get his license. He hasn't done it yet, but seems to be doing well in his position over there. Been a couple of years now. So, all right, well, I'll let you run. Your HT is doing okay, and the receiver that you're in at the moment seems to be doing okay, but I wouldn't call it armchair copy by any means. 73 to Traverse City from Sheboygan, W8RPM.
We're trying the HT right now. I'm actually coming in. I'm my node at my house, which is, that's like 8 miles from here. But, yeah, we'll be standing by the radio. K8BRX.
Oh, is your node coming in on an all-star link, or is it just cross-banding you into one of the actual receivers? You're of course, aware that you're a lot closer to the 1-1 than you are to the 7-4, right?
I'll have to take a look in the repeater book or something. But, yes, my node, I'm coming in through All-Star right now.
Okay, very good. Well, it's doing okay for you. You got a little noise there, too. You were almost full quieting at the beginning, but you got a little bit of noise on you now. But again, you know, 100% copy, just not 100% quieting. But that doesn't really matter as long as I can hear you, right? All right, well, good luck in your installation efforts. If there's, if you have any words of wisdom about the schedule or the events of the next 2 days, I would certainly appreciate the advice as to where to go and when to go and all that kind of jazz. So, otherwise, I'm on a short final myself, so I'll listen out. 73W8RPM.
All righty, Ron. Yeah, I'm sure Ryan will be able to give us the 411 or something on it tomorrow. Yeah, we'll chat at K8BRX. We'll be soon. Bye. Is there a station calling out there? K8BRX.
Yeah, you got K8BRX. You got a copy?
Yeah, I got a copy. It's a little fuzzy. I'm coming into my node from Sam's house. I'm about like 8 miles from it. Coming in on an HT.
Well, you're coming in full quiet. Full quiet.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. We're running, I just put the 6 watts on UHF. We're running 6 watts right now. How's it going up in St. Ignace?
Well, it's going pretty good. I just got some food, and we're just sitting here relaxing. It's going pretty good. It's getting chilly, but yeah. Yeah, you're full quiet. You sound great.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I'm about 500 feet higher here than my house. I think the elevation here is like 1164, and my house is like 660-something. But heck yeah. Yeah, we're out here having a fire. We're about to grill some hot dogs on the fire.
Oh, that's wonderful. How am I coming in? Am I weak?
You got some hits in there with you. I don't know if it's me receiving my node or if it's on your end, but not if there's a little hiss in with your transmission, but you're full quieting.
Well, when you hear your aftertone and I unkey, is it still hissing after I unkey?
Oh, yeah, no, there's no hiss when you unkey. My node must be coming in full quiet. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I was talking to, I forgot his name, Ron, I think. I was talking to him on my HT from here. He said I sounded better than I was in my mobile coming into the Lake Leelanau machine.
Oh, yeah, Ron. Ron, yeah. Down here in San Ignacio.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to coming up tomorrow and spending the night up there. I'm excited. It'll be fun. I'll bring my HT. Get me an HT. KACX.
Yeah, bring your, what is it, an XPR? 5550 or whatever? E? Well, you need BMR, MERS.
It's a 7550. It's a UHF only. But yeah, I could bring both. I could bring my APX in, and we'll just do big dogging.
Oh yeah, 7550. Yeah, I forgot. Well, we can do GMRS, BMR, GMRS. No, I'm just kidding. Bring whatever you want. Heck yeah. Yeah, it's hustling and bustling up here, man. There's more people here than last year, that's for sure. There's cars going by at Mach speed. It's like the Jetsons out here.
I could be road noise I'm hearing in the background then. But, yeah. We gotta get you some P25 stuff. I did actually see, I was on the Northern Michigan Link website, and they have a P25 reflector up there, or just there, so I could use my hotspot on P25. Around and about P25. Oh, you're not making it anymore, Ryan. You're not making it. KDX.
KDXOXD.
I had no copy on that transmission.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar X-ray Delta.
Go ahead, station calling the Kilo Delta 8 station. Go ahead, KDX. Station calling, go ahead, KDX. Sounds like neither of you are making it right now. We're gonna grill some hot dogs on the fire. We'll be standing by. We'll have the radio on, but we'll be grilling some hot dogs. KACX.
All right, Kyle. I was standing by for a second. I had to do something. But yeah, grill them dogs and the other station out there. Go ahead. You were full quiet too. Go ahead. KACX.
I'm not sure what happened to the other station, but this is KK7ICD. I've heard everybody loud and clear, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar, X-ray Delta. Kilo Delta 8, Oscar, X-ray Delta.
KDYX, go ahead, KDYX.
KD8OXD up here in Marquette, Michigan. Is this the actual Sheboygan repeater?
It must be because you're coming into the Northern Michigan Link repeater system. I'm in St. Ignace. Go ahead.
Okay, copy that. I'm on 146.740. Is that correct?
That would be correct. That is the... That's the Sheboygan repeater, WACCE.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm up here, like I say, I'm in Marquette, so just 4 or 5 hours away. Outstanding conditions tonight, apparently.
Yeah, that's pretty typical in the fall there in this time of the year. There were some Detroit stations engines coming into the WTCM in Traverse City earlier this morning and in the last few days. So how am I coming into this, or how do you hear me right now? How do you copy?
I don't have an actual S meter on the radio, but according to my bar graph, you're about half of a bar full. So I'd say probably about a 5.5, 5.7.
All right, there's a handful of repeaters linked up to this linked system. I'm coming into the icebreaker in Mackinac City right now. It's on the Coast Guard ship that's parked there. I believe it's just a museum ship now, but they got some antennas on it. But anyway, yeah, you're coming in really good. You got a little buzz and pop in there, but it's pretty dang good for Marquette. So it's, you got Ryan here. So that's pretty cool. I haven't been up that way in a couple of years now. I live down in the lower peninsula there, so wonderful. What's your first name? Come back with your call sign. It's K-E-O-X-B, right? Or is it K-E?
Call is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar X-ray Delta. First name's Gary, Delta Alpha Romeo Yankee.
Gary. Yeah, you're coming in good. Coming in good for Marquette. Wonderful. That's awesome. KD8OXB, K8DYS. Yeah, the first name's Ryan. So, we're up here at the truck show, hanging out for the weekend. You can probably hear the motorcycles going by. There's lots of traffic. It's starting to quiet down a little bit now, but big party going on down here, so... yeah, maybe there's some other stations that want to get back to you there. I'll be on the side and listen here. Nice to meet you, for sure.
I didn't get a bit of that. The band must be closing up. I'm losing my last bit that I could hear. I didn't catch any of that. All I got is I catch a letter here and there, and I got the Roger tone at the end of the transmission, unfortunately. I don't know if you can still hear me or not, but thanks for the contact. And hopefully one of these days again, I'll be able to do it again soon. Kilo Delta 8, Oscar X-ray Delta.
Alrighty, KD8OXB. Alright, well, I'll leave it on this one. It might open up again here in a little bit. Listen out. There's a bunch of people listening, so I'm sure they'd love to jump in there and talk to you. Alrighty, have a good night. Thanks for coming in there. Pleasure talking to you. K-8-D-Y-S.
I made a little bit there. I got Kilo 8-8. What was the last three again?
Yeah, you're coming in clear now. Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. We got Ryan here. And right now we're in St. Ignace. I live down in Harrison.
All right, very good. Yeah, that just opened back up. Now I got you at a full signal. 20 over 9.
Yeah, we got a nice opening there. That's wonderful. Yeah, I can't wait to get some contacts. I've talked down to Ohio and Kentucky from my house, and pretty neat, but yeah.
All right, very good, Ryan. I just finished up watching the Detroit Red Wings alumni team take on a local group here, so I got to go through a bunch of photos, and maybe I'll post one or two up on QRZ or something. But thanks again for the reply, and hopefully I'll get on some HF and get some contacts made tonight as well, or just try 2 meter simplex since it's coming in so well. Thanks again, sir. Have a good evening. KD8OXD, Marquette, Michigan.
A pleasure meeting you there. And it'd be cool to get that far north on 2 meter simplex from where I live. Mostly it's down south, but all right, well, have a good night and have fun. Enjoy the night. This is K8BYS, St. Ignace. We'll be standing by.